Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. I am sorry for the delay. There were some technical difficulties, but I've had those things resolved. So how are you today? I trust that your day has gone well. As you can see, we're right into fall. It's been about 8 days since the beginning of fall. Well, fall is my favorite time of season, particularly when all the leaves change. So depending upon what part of the country that you're in, I'm pretty sure you're looking at all the leaves change to orange and red and yellow, and all the birds start flying south, and, you know, see all the squirrels scurrying around or putting on their acorns away for the winter. And so, you know, we go into another season, you know, we have this still one constant, you know, life goes on, and we have the Word of God. Today's lesson, is about, you know, quotes, famous phrases that you hear that you think that are attributable, attributed in the Bible, but actually they're not in the Bible. One of the ones that I've heard pretty much throughout my whole life was God has helped those who help themselves. Now, if you hear the sound of it, it sounds very biblical. You know, you would think that God had spoken it, and you would think that, so surely God must have said it, but this saying is not in the Bible. It's absolutely not in the Bible at all. I think the verse that comes close to it is, well, think about this verse from Isaiah chapter 25, go to verse 4. For you are a refuge to the poor, a refuge to the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm, and a shade from the heat. Now, that goes counter to what this particular phrase is. One question I always ask is, you know, whenever I hear this particular, when I hear somebody say this particular phrase, I say, well, what about people who can't help themselves? Can a little baby help themselves? Can someone who's in a hospital in a coma or on a sick bed or something like that? Or how about that person that has a heavy load of groceries or something like that, and they're in the rain, it's pouring rain, and the car breaks down and everything? You know, can they help themselves? One thing I see the fallacy of this particular statement is first of all, it isn't true. And the other thing is, we're a needy people. In last week's lesson, I mentioned that we're all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we're powerless to help ourselves because we've all been born in sin, and there's nothing we can do to make ourselves right before God. That's why Jesus came. That's why Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for all of us. There are some other verses that make me think that I go to Romans. It's one that I covered last week in our last lesson. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, we're all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's everybody. Chapter 5. Well, let's go from 6 to 8. Romans, it says here, while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, but perhaps for a good person, someone might actually choose to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And he goes to show our helplessness, how we're helpless, you know, to make ourselves right before God. Now you go to the next chapter, chapter 6, and you go to verse 23. Verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So we can't help ourselves, spiritually speaking. And those are wages, and what the consequences are, if we don't become right before God. Now, I ask a question, anybody, have you ever heard this particular phrase, God helps those who help themselves? You know, has anybody thrown it at you when you struggle with something? When you struggle with something and you need help on it, doesn't necessarily have to be money. It could be quite possibly maybe somebody, you need somebody to talk with about a particular problem. Or you may need some resources. And sometimes I think when people throw this verse out, you know, it's kind of takes them off the hook as to them being able to do something. But the thing you have to remember is the Christian life is an active. It's an active life. It's not a passive life. It's not just, you know, sitting around waiting for God to come. You know, he expects us to be here on the earth working and helping bring his kingdom to the lost. And actually see where some people will use this particular phrase as kind of a cop-out. You know, kind of dismiss themselves from doing anything. But as I go about it, nobody, you know, there's nowhere it says that you're supposed to, you know, just kind of let everything go without helping those who really need help. I mean, I was out in the street and I saw a number of homeless people today, and they needed help. One woman I gave her $1 to today. You know, but I looked at her, she really needed help. And you see that every day, people need help. It doesn't, you know, even if they're homeless, or even if they, you know, if their neighbor might need help, or they just, quite possibly, you know, you just need someone to talk with. You know, because we all going to come through times where we'll need someone's help. You know, we'll need someone to listen to us, someone to pray with us. Also, you know, also in turn, you know, we need to, you know, we can have the opportunity to help somebody else. Okay, now, going back and you think about where does this particular phrase, God helps those who help themselves, where did it originate from? One of the earliest known expressions of this particular phrase is from Asaph, who lived in, he lived back in the 5th century B.C. He's a philosopher and a poet. And then one, a more contemporary one is found the Forrest's Almanac, was written by Ben Franklin, going back to 1736. One point about Franklin, he was a deist. And he believed that God didn't play an active role in our lives.
Hello.
He didn't play an active role in our lives. But that's where some of the thing there, that's where this idea that God helps us to know may have come from. Another thing, I think another one similarly tied on the same line is people pulling themselves by the bootstraps, up by the bootstraps. Now that sounds good on the surface. I think those two are that was similar to God helps those who help themselves. But you have to look at another point. Pull himself by bootstraps. Okay, well, how? Does he need an education? Is a person struggling with personal problems, emotional problems, social abuse problems? You know, maybe they don't even know where to go or who to turn to. And, you know, when I examine this verse, this particular phrase, you know, when you get down to the deep part of it, you know, it can ring hollow in a lot of cases. And getting back to the idea, well, some people can't help themselves. And that's true. I find this particular phrase definitely rings hollow. Because there are people who definitely need help. Look at the people who are born, you know, with disabilities, different disabilities in their development. You know, what about the person who has Alzheimer's or the person who's an invalid? Would you go up to them, well, God can't help you because you can't help yourself? Now, that would be very insulting. And I personally would be very insulted if somebody said that to me. And I'm pretty sure that you would be very insulted if somebody said that to you. So I think probably right about now you can probably see the whole fallacy of this particular phrase, why it's not biblical. You know, you would think it is, but it really isn't. Also, I think another point is the fact that, you know, God is our helper. God helps the helpless. And this particular verse is counter to, you know, what God says. You know, God helps those who help themselves. It's counter to what God is. You know, I mentioned that we're helpless because we're sinners. And nothing we can do to make ourselves right. And one thing you need to do is be careful when you hear some things. You know, a lot of people say some pious things. You hear some pious things. But it's also important that you examine it. Is it biblical? You know, some of this may be somebody's own opinion. It could be, you know, something that was said maybe in the, you know, in the euphoria of a sermon being preached. Or maybe it's if you already have a big spiritual or some kind of secular event. You always hear Pierce words in those situations. But I think it's so important to examine the Bible for yourself. Going back thinking about, I'm thankful to God that I was in front of ministers who always told us to check the Bible for themselves, to read it for ourselves, because they could be telling you anything. That's why it's so important to search the scriptures as it declares in Romans. Search the scriptures. Show yourself proof. It says in 2 Timothy. You have to study. Keep studying and examining. And examine everything that is said. Now, in the coming weeks, we'll be discussing other phrases attributed to the Bible. They're in the Bible. But this, God helps those that helps themselves. Like I said, it sounds good. I think it's going to be encoded, but it's not in the Bible. Well, if I could help myself, I would. No, if we all could help ourselves, it wouldn't be need for Christ to die on the cross. But I should see that wasn't the case at all. And so I hope that this particular lesson is somewhat educating you on this particular phrase. And I just pray that, it's whoever needs help, they'll give them a hand. It can be anything, give them a hand, anything, praying. Maybe they need a little money, maybe they need food. Maybe you could help them with finding the resources for the things that they need. Or just something they just need to talk. Something they just need someone to listen to, not necessarily offer advice, just listen to them. And it makes a big difference. It does make a big difference. And this is Genevieve. I'd just like to thank you once again for another lesson today. Next broadcast will come back to another saying that's attributed to the Bible. I won't give it to you. Yeah, I'll just keep the suspense going. I'd like to thank you for joining me. Thank you very much, and God bless you.